Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches respond well to life's surprises. Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed? Maybe too many things happen at once. Just today, I found myself with a bunch of activities, one right after the other. I needed to upload software, I needed to do some recording, and some video editing. And the availability of people to help me really got squished. So I have 4 insights for you. In ritual, when we cast our circle, we call upon the elements, the 4 quarters. That's earth, air, fire, and water. Our insights are going to touch on each element. The first insight is flow like water. When situations arise, try to flow like water. Be fluid in a situation. Don't be stuck on one outcome or another. Water goes around objects, and it flows over them, between things and through things. And sometimes water dissolves things, too. It's possible, if you stay flexible enough, you could dissolve limiting beliefs. And now our second insight. Think with the element of air. Sometimes I feel like I get overwhelmed with situations, but then I have to stop and think, which path would be the better choice? When I ask this question, I start to imagine. I can see possibilities and choose the correct one. And now our third insight, experience the passion of fire. Don't get clogged with feeling overwhelmed. Sometimes when I get overwhelmed, I can get stagnant. But when I use the element of fire to really liven things up, it gets things moving again. For example, I use what I really want to get me moving. Recently, I started knitting a blanket. I found that my desire to finish this blanket with the passion of fire gets me to go into action. I gather my materials, get comfortable, and start knitting. And now our fourth insight. Stay stable with earth. The element of earth focuses on stability. Having daily routines like knitting my blanket gives me a stable foundation. Having a daily routine that you do helps you experience stability. It's important to, as something you do, to keep you stable. And you do not have to rely on other people to give you that daily stability. If you take a daily walk and don't have to rely on someone else to go walking with you, then you have something that you can rely on, and you can rely on your own actions. And now I'll summarize. The first insight was flow like water. The second insight was think with the element of air. And number 3, experience the passion of fire. And number 4, stay stable with earth. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com, and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.